California Attorney General Rob Bonta's office is considering whether to take charge of the prosecution of former San Francisco police officer Christopher Samoa. He was on his fourth day on the job in 2017 when he fatally shot Keita O'Neill, a carjacking suspect, during a police chase. San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said last week she plans to drop the manslaughter charges against Samoa, who became the first officer ever to be charged for an on-duty killing in the city. Jenkins said the charges, which were filed by her predecessor, Chesa Boudin, were politically motivated. Speaking on KPFA's Law and Disorder morning program, Boudin said it's Jenkins' office which is politicizing everything they do. He said her statements will make it harder for Attorney General Bonta to prosecute the case if he agrees to do so.
She's coming out and saying all kinds of dishonest things about the case, about the way the case was filed, about the quality of the evidence. She's undermining his ability to successfully prosecute this case. So it's not just that she's threatening, saying she's going to dismiss on March 1st. It's that in the process, she's giving the defense things that they are never entitled to in other cases, that they never receive in other cases. She is publicly, taking a poo all over the case right before saying to somebody else, oh, here, do you want it? And that's just not ethical, it's not appropriate, and it's not designed to get the Attorney General to take the case. It's designed to make sure that he doesn't take the case, but she can point the finger and say she tried and not take responsibility.
Boudin says he filed the case on the facts, which he said also led the police department to fire Samoa and the city to pay the O'Neill family a $2.5 million settlement. Boudin was recalled from office last year. Civil rights attorney John Burris won the settlement for the O'Neill family. He said there's more than enough evidence to prosecute. He said Jenkins' decision to dismiss the case appears to be based more on politics than the law.
I know that these facts in this case support criminal prosecution. A young man's life was taken by a police officer wrongfully. The appropriate charge is voluntary manslaughter. And a jury should decide that question, and it should not be made politically by the DA.
Another attorney for O'Neill's family, Brian Ford, called Jenkins' decision to drop the charges against Samoa shameful and cowardly. O'Neill was suspected of assaulting a California lottery employee and stealing a van that belonged to the agency. Police gave chase. O'Neill abandoned it and started running past the officer's car. Samoa fired a single fatal shot through his own window. O'Neill was unarmed. O'Neill's aunt, April Green, has been resolute in pursuing justice for her nephew. She said she's very disappointed in Jenkins' decision to drop the charges, but will fight on.
I refuse to bow down to this. I am continuing to fight for my nephew's voice to be heard, not just his voice, because my nephew is gone. It's not just about him anymore. It's about the rest of our black and brown men.
The ACLU of Northern California said in a statement after Jenkins' decision that it was galling that she called for accountability for the police who killed Tyree Nichols in Memphis, but refuses to hold San Francisco police to the same standard. And now the San Francisco branch of the NAACP has joined the call for justice for O'Neill. The Reverend Amos Brown is the branch president.
All agents of justice in this city, in this state, should be anxious, running to work for a fair trial on this case. That's all.
For KPFA News, I'm Eileen Alfandary.